What we are going to talk about is Eric Hoffschmidt's accusations, which is that's why I wanted to bring him on the program, about his accusations that American Free Press and I are part of the criminal network, that we're suppressing Christopher Boleyn's work and so forth. So I'm going to bring Eric up and just ask Eric, why do you make those accusations, Eric?
Oh, hi. Can you hear me?
I can hear you, Eric.
Well, like the accusations about the censoring, maybe we should cover that one, the one you said I was lying about. We can go over that first if you want.
All right, go ahead.
Well, if I define a lie as making a false statement to deceive people, would you say that's a lie? I mean, if a lie is a false statement...
Eric, listen, I don't want to discuss philosophy. I want to discuss the fact that you cited several specific articles by Christopher Boleyn, which you said were not published by American Free
Press.
That's
right, and you called them a lie.
Eric,
and I will say to you, they
Eric,
are not
those
lies.
Articles were published. Anyone who subscribes to American Free Press can check those dates out that I gave on the air.
Well, should I explain why I said it?
Well, please do then.
Okay, first of all, it's not a lie. It was what we call a mistake, or you could say it's a misjudgment, a confusion. It
Eric,
was not a lie.
Do you subscribe to American Free Press?
I was, and I let my subscription go out because I was so disgusted with it, and I didn't get those particular issues.
So, but you went ahead and stated without fear of contradiction that those articles had never been published.
That's right, because I got the Boleyn said, where are my articles? And he sent out the letter that these are not there. Where are they? So I assumed that they weren't published. And when
okay, well then, all right, Eric, basically then you are admitting that those articles were indeed published.
I don't know if they were published.
Okay,
you said
Eric,
they were.
Eric, will you accept my word?
Yes,
you think,
I'll take your
all right,
word.
Because I don't think there's any serious listener to this program who would think that I would go on the air and state specific facts that could be easily checked by anyone who subscribes to American Free Press.
I would say the same thing, Mike. Why
and
would
Eric,
I make a statement that's so easily disproven?
Well, you did make statements that were easily disproven because I spent about 10 minutes at the American Free Press office with a bound volume. And people who subscribe to American Free Press online could easily go and check. I guess they can archive those back issues. They can check it themselves. So basically, you are admitting that I was correct. If you were willing to accept my word on it, that those articles.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. All right.
But you
good.
Said one was not published. You
one
said
of,
three.
Okay. One of those articles I said was not published. Number one, as I understand it, because I'm not in the American Free Press office every day, but I went directly to the source, the editor Christopher Petherick, and asked him what the situation was. What the situation was in regard to that one article was that it came in too late. The paper was already filled up.